Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to TGIF Empowerment Fridays, right here on Blog Talk Radio, on the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here each and every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m., Monday through Fridays. You can call into the show, listen to the show via your phone or your cell phone by dialing 347-945-7991. You can also log on using any computer and internet access to www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. If you log in via the internet, you will also get to connect via the chat room with other listeners on the show and also with the host. You can make comments, you can post questions, you can give shout-outs. There's so many things you can do just by logging in using a computer and any internet access. Well, today is, thank God, it is Friday. We are over the hump. We're way over the hump, and we are about to just cruise on in to the weekend. Well, I know you're planning a wonderful, wonderful weekend to take advantage of, for some of you, being off work. For others, you get to take it down for a minute. Some of you business owners who go all week long, well, Saturday and Sunday is typically a day that we get to do something fun, something relaxing, something that will rejuvenate us. Well, today on the show, today is our Empowerment Fridays, and what I want to share with you today, the empowerment key that I have for you today, it is 10 words that will change your life, 10 words that will absolutely change your life. That's what I have to share with you on today. But before we do that, I also want to welcome all of you to the show today. Welcome to those of you who are listening via the switchboard, those of you who have called in. And remember, if you call in 347-945-7991, you raise your hand, you'll get an opportunity to ask a question or make a comment. Also, if you are listening via the internet and you're in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, though some people do listen to the show via the archives, every now and again I'll go back and I'll check the archives just to see how many listeners. So I was able to do that last night, and I was able to post over the past 3 months two of our top rated shows, rating being the most listeners. So it was the show that I did on how to build an executive team, and where we had close to 100 listeners, and how to, and then the show we did with how to get sponsors with Ms. Fran Briggs. We also had close to 100 listeners on those shows as well. So this is what we're going to do. We want to give you shows that you also want to hear. I mean, it makes no sense for us to be here doing a show and you don't really want to hear it. So we're going to have her come back. And Ms. Fran Briggs, I have great news. Some of you were listening when she talked about sponsors, but not just sponsors, but that's critical. Right now, when so many people are looking to start all kinds of business projects and ventures, and we need the funding and we don't have it, but yet you have large corporations who are willing to partner with you or to sponsor your event. Yes, they will absolutely do this. A lot of companies today, they also have as part of their agenda is to be socially responsible, meaning that it's now, the, you know, for some companies, it's becoming the new black for them to give money to organizations and to support efforts and projects and development within your communities. But it has to be something that they want to do. So you have to know how to approach them. There's a certain way to approach businesses for them to be sponsors. So this is what Ms. Fran Briggs, that's her baby, that's what she deals with, that's what she talks about. So I'm going to get out of the way and let the expert come on and talk about it. She'll be here next Tuesday. Also on Monday, we have an awesome, awesome woman, Ms. Karen Blanks Adams. This woman, I don't even want to tell you all of her background. I'm just going to wait until she shoots me a bio. She's going to be our guest on Monday. Now, she's coming to us from Dallas, Texas, and she's also going to be at the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards Brunch next Saturday. I can't even believe we're one week and one day away from the biggest empowerment event that Newark has ever seen. They have not seen a larger empowerment women's event than this. And I don't mean large in terms of numbers, but large in terms of power. There is going to be so much power packed in the Wyndham Hotel. The Wyndham Hotel is not going to know what hit them. We have this woman is coming all the way from Dallas to be at this event because she saw a flyer and said, and she's all the way in Dallas, she said, it looks like a great event. Well, I called her up and I got her to come on the show to share some important tips, tools, and strategies that she also has about how she has made it and become an awesome, awesome author. She has a book called, it talks about the matrix of success and how in spirituality and overcoming warfare. She is just dynamite powerful. But today I'm going to be here. I'm going to be talking today. I'm going to give you 10 words that will change your life. These same 10 words also changed my life. But I had also wanted to share with you some upcoming things on the Code to Lisa show. We also, of course, next week have the motivator coming back, Mr. Versi Walker, on Wednesday. His shows are also very, very, very highly rated. A lot of people tune in when he also does his show. People have been making posts on Facebook, oh, I love his show. Oh, I can't wait till next Wednesday. He drops so many nuggets of wisdom in 30 seconds. It's unbelievable. And if you're listening to the show, you may want to be a guest on the show. Please give us a call. Email me at info@lalisajwilliams.com. We are getting the word out, and we are growing, growing, growing. Now, also, on the following week, I have a man that, believe it or not, I have his old job. The company that I work for, I am the training coordinator. And he used to be the director of training. And I remember when he was working there And I had that job, and I was only working there. First of all, I started at my company as a volunteer. I knocked on their door, and I said, can I volunteer to come here and speak to your women about life transformations, like life skills? They said, yes. Well, after about 3 months, they offered me a job there as a per diem counselor. And I took it, though I had never done that kind of work before. But I took the job. They said, we'll show you what to do. They showed me what to do, and I did it. I did only what they showed me how to do. I didn't go in there acting like I knew everything and, oh, let me tell you what to do. No, I just did what they showed me how to do. Yes, I had an MBA at the time. Yes, I was working on a PhD. And, yes, I had other things going, but it was not for me to go there and act like I was all that. I only went to do what they showed me to do, and that's what I did. Well, turned out that they told me I had to go to training. And at first I thought, I do not want to go to training. I don't even really work here. I'm just per diem. Well, lo and behold, I went to training, okay. And who did I meet? The very person is going to be a guest on my show the following week, Mr. Derek Watkins. Awesome, awesome man. I mean, this man is a great motivator, awesome speaker. I've watched him in person. He's written many books. He's just done a lot of things. I don't even know what all he's done in the last 2.5 years that he hasn't been in his position with the company that I now work for, and I have his old job. But I remember thinking to myself, I didn't tell anyone, but I remember thinking to myself when I went to his training class, I was like, wow, I would love a job like that. I'll never forget it. That's just what I said to myself. I said, wow. You know, when I saw him up and doing what he was doing, I said, wow, I would love a job like that. So several months down the road, possibly even a year later, a senior director came to me and said, Lalisa, I want to talk to you for a moment. I thought maybe I had done something wrong. She sat me down. She says, I'm looking over your resume and the information that I sent to them initially when I just came there to volunteer. She says, you know, you have all this stuff going on, degrees or whatever. She goes, I think you would be good to do some trainings around here. I'm going to put you in touch with this guy, and, you know, he oftentimes uses staff members to do training. I'm going to set you up with him. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm thinking maybe I did something wrong because this senior level person is calling me into their office. Here she's telling me, she's opening the door for me that I didn't even ask to be open. So at first I wasn't going to go. I'm like, this guy will never use me. I'm not a permanent employee. I don't know the industry. I've never worked in this field before. But I went anyway. Sometimes you just got to go anyway. You don't feel like going. In your mind, you're thinking, you know what, this is going to happen, whatever, whatever. But go anyway. So I went anyway. There I go. I called him up, set up the appointment. I go to meet with him, and I'm sitting there going, wow, boy, I would love a job like this. This is what I would love to do. Well, needless to say, we discussed me doing some training. He told me all about his background, how he got there, how long he's been in the position, what all he does, and I thought, wow. Well, I left his office. I never got an opportunity to do any training with him or for his team at the time. And, you know, before I knew it, a year had gone by. The next thing I know, they were having a big, big party for him because he was leaving the company. And I went to the party, and everybody was there because everybody loved this guy. And it was like, okay, wow. And I never once thought about applying for his job. I don't know what I was thinking in my mind, but I never thought about it. Well, they hired somebody, I guess, to fill his shoes or whatever. And I got to meet that person, and I thought, you know, I didn't think much of it. And anyway, long story short, well, shorter anyway, I have the job today. So all I can say is, number one, I can give you 3 quick points. Number one, make sure you go and volunteer somewhere just to do what you love. And remember, I went there because I wanted to motivate the women. So absolutely, I went there to do what I love doing. And I believe because I love doing it, I was able to do it well that someone noticed and offered me this particular job. but it got my foot in the door for others. Now, see, you, and here's point number two. You never know who is looking for you. Here I was just doing my job, and come to find out, the senior director apparently was looking at me. And, you know, somebody had told me that years ago when I was about 18. He said, people, there's always someone watching you. There's always someone watching you. Be careful what you do. So, anyway, back, you know, come back, fast forward. So here I am. This happened. Someone was watching. They made mention. And here I have that very job today with an awesome boss. I absolutely, now, you know what? I love working for myself. I won't deny that. Love it, love it, love it. But I cannot neglect people who have to work for other people. If you do, I can give you tips on how to work for a great boss. The boss I have is absolutely wonderful. And actually, the bosses that I've had over the past 10 years, no, the past 13 years, have all been very, 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 very awesome people. But anyway, now, on today to, I just wanted to share that with you all so that, you know, to encourage you, to empower you, to motivate you to do several things like volunteering. You never know who you're going to meet. Make sure you are doing what you're supposed to do because you never know who's watching. And do state the thing that you would love to do because I'm telling you, it's right out there. It's right on the tip of your tongue. You know, I know there was a song, a secular song back in the day. They said it was right on the tip of my tongue. And you got to say it. Don't forget to say it. Okay, now, 10 words that will absolutely change your life. Here they go. Are you ready? Get that pen and paper. Get ready to write them down. You're not going to want to forget them. And you may have a lot going on today. You may forget. Here they are. 10 words that will change your life. Don't worry what others say. Don't worry what others think. So those are the 10 words that will change your life. Don't worry what others say. Don't worry what others think. Telling you, it changed my entire life when I stopped worrying. Oh, what, you know, oh, I can't do this because what will people think? Who cares what they think? Let people have their thoughts. You know, sometimes you tell people things and they think this, they think that. Who cares? I don't care what other people think or what they say. What they say is not important to me unless they're saying something positive, something motivating, something empowering, something encouraging. Now, sometimes people have to say things that are critical. They have to, you know, what they call it, helpful criticism. Yes, that's fine. You know, as a matter of fact, my boss and my husband, they do it all the time. But it's okay because you know what it is. They're helping you. And they have to be, sometimes people have to, it feels like criticism, like someone's coming against you or putting down something that you're doing. But they're only trying to help you because they see the mistakes that you're making. Because sometimes, you know, the Johari window, the concept of the Johari window, you know, there's a part that we can't see. There's a part of ourselves that we can't see. There's a part of ourselves that others can't see. There's a part that we can see that others can't. There's a part that we can see and they can see, but then there's that part that we can't see. So we need others to kind of tell us what they see. That's fine and that's great. But when I say don't worry what others say, don't worry what others think, I'm talking about two sense and the fact that when you're ready to do things, step out on your purpose and step out on your dream, and step out on the thing that's going to launch you into your life of fulfillment. Now you cannot worry about what others say and think. Why? Because you will have already done your homework. You will have already have made your, put your plan down. Yes, we know that ultimately God has the plan for your life. But if I'm assuming here that you're connected with God and you've already talked to him and he's already told you, go for it, daughter, go for it, son. You know, for some people, God, yes, he's there navigating and giving you step by step. That's because some people need step by step. But for some people, God empowers you, equips you, and you can just run with it. And if you run the wrong way, God is smart enough, sovereign enough, powerful enough to stop you and to bring you back into right alignment. But look at David. You know, David is a great example of where David was connected with God, and David knew that he knew who God was to him. And so David, you know, went about organizing his army. He went about dealing in his affairs. Did he make a great mistake with Bathsheba? Absolutely. But God corrected him. So God will therefore also correct me and you. And so we're okay. God, in his word, he does tell us a lot of things that will help us move forward. So empowerment key for today is don't worry what others say and don't worry what others think. Somebody may think, for instance, when I got ready to go work in retail after having my bachelor's degree, people thought, they told me this, that I was an absolute idiot. Why would you do that? You have a bachelor's degree. Why are you working in retail? Okay, and because I didn't worry what they thought, I took the job anyway. I ended up meeting awesome people that I'm still friends with, that I'm still in touch with, people that still support things that I do. I also met people that I also got to touch and to help them, people that touch my deep down in my soul. I may have never met those individuals had I not worked in retail. I also got to purchase many things at a discount. Some of these clothes I still have in my closet, and this is going back 14 years ago. So I'm telling you, it's fair. And plus, I understand the retail industry now pretty much from the inside out. And that's also very powerful now that I have my own business, so I'm constantly in sales. I'm constantly dealing with customers. So those 4 or 5 years that I worked in retail, and I made it all the way to the highest rank in the store as a store manager. So I went through a lot of sales training and a lot of people training that maybe I wouldn't have gotten had I went somewhere else. I mean, one thing I can say about retail, retail is one of the fastest ways to get promoted. Because, like, in retail, like, you can come in as a salesperson on the cashier and within a year's time be a store manager. Because retail moves very quickly, and people move around quite a bit, so there's always openings. So it's one quick way to get a lot of, especially if you want any managerial training and experience, retail can certainly do that for you. And I'd also, retail, I love the flexibility. I love the hours of, you know, some days I didn't have to be at work till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I absolutely love that, you know, because at some point, once I became the manager, I was a scheduler. So I would schedule myself to work, you know, later shifts, things like that. Now, so you can't worry about what other people say or think. I'm telling you, if you don't worry about this, your whole life will change because you will do things that other people are absolutely trapped. They can't do it because they're worried about what someone's going to say or what someone's going to think. So I want to know what your thoughts are. If you have any thoughts or comments about this, please type it in the chat room, or if you're on the call, you can absolutely raise your hand and you can ask a question. But those are the most important 10 words that I wanted to share with you today. If you adhere to those 10 words, the 10 most powerful words that will change your life, don't worry what others say and don't worry what others think. Those 10 words will absolutely free you from guilt, shame, trauma, pain. Those 10 words will help move you closer and closer to your purpose and your destiny in life. You'll be able to do things that will blow your mind because you're not worried what others are saying and you're not worried what others are thinking, because people will oftentimes put their thoughts on you. Like they'll think because they can't do something, they'll say to you, well, why do you want to do that? Well, you can't do that. Okay? And if you listen to them, you'll miss out. Look at me. I just told you the job I have as a trainer, training coordinator, I get to coordinate training. I get to sit down with every leader in the company, from the CEO on down to the person who has the little part-time job there. I get to sit down with these individuals and find out, as an employee, what would make their job better. I mean, I have the best job in the world, because that's because that was my dream, to be able to do that, to be able to really affect change in an organization in terms of the organization's culture. And now I have that opportunity. But when I took that, when I went to work in that company as a volunteer, people thought I was stupid. I quit my full-time job. I used to work at Essex County College. Some of you know that. I was associate director there. I had a great job there, working with the youth. It was an awesome job. But I felt something higher calling me. Higher meaning not necessarily higher pay, because people always think higher pay. And no. It was a higher part of my dream being lived out. Yes, I had a dream to work with youth and to encourage them to stay in college. And I did that. That dream was met and fulfilled. So I had another dream. And that other dream was to be in a company, to be able to talk with the most senior level people and the people who are on the front line, and say to them, what will make your job better? What do you not like or that you do like about your job? I'm telling you that I actually get paid to ask that question, and then I get paid to go fix the problem. I love it. So, but people told me when I quit my job at Essex County College, I had done associate director for 4 years, had a great job there. Some people know that. Some people who work there know that. But guess what? I resigned. I told them I'm leaving. And I went to volunteer at the place where I work now. People thought and people said that I was stupid. I was crazy. Why would I do that with an MBA and working on a PhD? But you see, I believe in you when I tell you that you can't worry about what others say and about what they think. I'm talking about from direct experience. So that's your empowerment key for today. Thank God it's Friday. Don't forget all the lineup that we have for you next week. Fran Briggs, Mr. Karen Blanks Adams, author of Texas. She's amazing. I can't tell you all her bio because it's powerful. You'll see for yourself. Wednesday we have the motivator, Mr. Versi Walker. Thursday, I'm not sure what we have, but if not, we'll do Lalisa's 101 Wisdom Keys. Well, thank God it's Friday. Oh, I know we're going to do Thursday and Friday. We're going to do preempt for the upcoming Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. We're going to have some of the people that are getting awards come on the show. It's going to be off the chain Saturday, July 17th. Don't forget, you got to be in the house, Newark, New Jersey, the Wyndham Hotel. They're poised. They're ready for us to come. We're ready. We're going to march in there. I'm telling you, it is going to be empowerment. It's an empowerment revolution. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a powerful, powerful day and a super awesome, powerful weekend. And we'll see you back on Monday.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felicia Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.